You have in your hands the only guide that you will ever need to achieve massive success on Instagram, both financially and influentially. With this comprehensive step-by-step playbook, the only reason you won't succeed will be a catastrophe where Instagram magically disappears overnight. And the likelihood of that happening is slim to none. It's hard for people to believe that you can really do wonders for your business and your brand with such a deceivingly simple social media platform. It took a mere 2 years to build Instagram's photo sharing app, and its growth has become a marketer's dream come true. Instagram was eventually sold to Facebook for $1 billion, a testament to the incredible value and future that Instagram has as a social media platform. Today, Instagram is valued at more than $40 billion. What makes Instagram unique is how incredibly simple it is in nature and in design. No annoying buttons, excessive features, sketchy links, or intrusive pop-ups. You view a vertical gallery of beautifully taken photos while sharing your own photos with friends, fans, and loved ones. Brand awareness, audience engagement, generating leads, increasing sales. All of this is possible on Instagram for anyone who is seeking to achieve these objectives for themselves and/or their business. When it comes to people like Carson Jenkins, I really don't charge enough for my efforts. We're sitting on the floor of my bedroom and he's giving me this unflattering, pitiful look, the corners of his mouth slipping down as if I've just insulted his favorite video game. His tortured vibe makes me itchy with impatience, but I push through it, because if I want that sweet cash, I have to help him. Not have to, I tell myself, want to. I want to help him because I'm brilliant at what I do. Let me see it, I say for the second time. Carson's expression shifts to full-on moping. It's not a good look. He has a death grip on his iPhone, squeezing it so tight that his knuckles turn white. From the side of him, you'd think his mother had accidentally stumbled upon his entire porn search history, which isn't the case. I can tell him that particular scenario would be a million times worse than this one. But knowing Carson, he'd probably prefer to deal with that hiccup instead of our current problem. It's bad, he admits, his round brown eyes full of concern. I really messed up. You can't help me out of this one. I grin. Oh, he of little faith. Your doubt in me is insulting. I gesture to the phone, which is now coated with Carson's stress sweat. Blech. I undressed, put on my pajamas, sweats, and a t-shirt, and then started to write the eulogy that I would give the next day at the funeral service. The words flowed as I wrote. It has become immensely clear to me that words cannot adequately or sufficiently describe the meaning and value of Corey's life. To those of you here and elsewhere who had the privilege to know Corey, you already are aware of the type of person he was, and these words you will hear are already in your memory. To those who are not as fortunate, these words will give you a sense of the type of man he was. My son was the boy who, from the time he was born, always had a smile on his face. He had a gentle soul. He was pure of heart and had great sensitivity for the world around him. He had a way with people that made them feel comfortable and gravitate toward him. Corey exuded kindness. He was a man of compassion. He had a great offbeat sense of humor that could make anyone laugh, often so hard it would bring them to tears. He always let you know how much you meant to him. When he hugged you, you felt his love. He knew how to live each day to the fullest. He respected the rules and would do the right thing, even when he knew his peers would give him a hard time. Faith also played a powerful role in Corey's decisions. Faith is why he was always incredibly optimistic. Corey would never take the easy way out. He was honest. He was everyone's friend. He was the perfect son. Hero is a word often overused, but in Corey's case, it is an understatement. To everyone, I ask that you never let the mundane obligations of life distract you from what is important, the cherished gift of family and friends. Always remember to take that extra moment to kiss them or hug them, to say I love you or to let them know you care, because you never know if you will ever have that opportunity again.